A great motion picture is just about to be released. Very exciting for this Australian film. It's called Don't Tell, and the producer of the film is joining us at the moment. It's Scott Caulfield. Scott, welcome to 2NURFM. It's a very heavy subject, this movie, but it's a really well put together film. Congratulations on it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it is a bit of a tough subject matter, but it's a courtroom drama, this film, and it's not a harrowing watch. It's an inspiring story, and you know, all the feedback so far is that it's a great film to watch, and we're very pleased.
And a true story as well, and it kind of deals with the institutional abuse, doesn't it?
It does. Mm. It's very topical at the moment. I mean, the Royal Commission, which everyone's hearing about, they've had some 40,000 people call in and private sessions, and so it's very topical. And I hope this film changes the dialogue around this subject matter.
You were telling me before we came on, you've already won an audience award, so that's very exciting, because the audience are the ones that count. They pay the bills in the end, don't we?
They sure do. And we won the audience award for best film at the Newport Beach Film Festival, where we premiered a few weeks ago. So it just shows that this is a universal film and not one, you know, limited to Toowoomba, where it was shot, or anywhere. So I mean, it's a universal story, and you know, it's just one of those courageous tales.
We were having a look at some of the cast members as well, and it kind of reads a bit of a who's who of Australian talent. Some of the names, rattle them off for us, Scott.
Oh, we've got Jack Thompson, who's an absolute legend of Australian cinema. And we've Rachel Griffiths, Susie Porter, Jacqueline McKenzie, Marty Sachs, Guyton Grantley. I mean, the cast is phenomenal. It's a producer's dream to have a cast like that. It's unbelievable.
You've been very spoiled.
I have.
You've been very spoiled this time around. So can you just take us through the plot of the film without giving too much away? Where do we find ourselves when we visit this picture?
Yeah, so this is a true story, and it's a case that took place in Toowoomba in 2001, and a very courageous young girl called Lyndall took the Anglican Church to court over child sex abuse that they denied had happened 10 years earlier. And it's an important story because it essentially has led to the Royal Commission and changes to the legal system in Queensland, and so it's one of those stories that I think you'll be pleased to gone to the cinema to see.
Well, let's have just a little bit of a listen to the film now, and you can make up your own mind.
If we go to trial, this becomes public. Every sordid detail in your life from then until now, all of it will be under the microscope. You'll feel like you're the one on trial.
The church will stop at nothing to protect their reputation.
It pretty much tells the story right there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does. Mm. It's an honest and heartfelt film, and I think it's a feel-good film as well.
Okay. Well, we look forward to seeing it. Thank you so much for coming in, Scott. And I've got to mention this, and it's a little off-topic for the moment, as you're a very, very stylish-looking guy as well. And just about every female person in the building has asked me this morning, like, hey, who's that special guest you've got coming in? So for all of their sake, I have to ask you, are you married?
I am. I have a little one-year-old daughter at home.
I'll bet she's gorgeous.
She is. She was born during the production, so I wasn't the most popular husband for the
I bet you were not.
It took the world premiere in Newport there in Hollywood to get forgiven, I think. That red carpet sort of helped me out there.
Fair enough. So what's next for you? What's the next project on the books?
Oh, I'm just working on the next film, which hopefully will be a comedy, so something a little bit different, and yeah, hopefully that'll be the next one we're shooting, hopefully next year if all goes well.
Oh, well, fingers crossed for it, mate. You've done a good job in this film, so I'm sure the next one, although a different direction, will be a fantastic work as well. A great movie, Don't Tell, and that's the producer, Scott Caulfield, the very married producer, Scott Caulfield. And there is a screening that we're going to give you some tickets for now. If you'd like to win a double pass to a screening at the Tower Cinemas, give us a call, 49216216. The third caller through gets to go.